Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Also Groot, just like you.
I am Groot.
And I am also Groot.
I am Groot.
And I'm Groot.
I am Groot.
Two Groots, two Groots, two Groots, two Groots, two Groots. Can do.
I am Groot.
Two Groots.
Two Groots. Two Groots. Two Groots. Two Groots. Two Groots. Two Groots. I am Groot.
And I am also Groot.
I am Groot.
And I'm a different person.
Two Groots. Two Groots. Two Groots, two Groots, two Groots, two Groots, two Groots.
Well, this is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Absolutely.
This was meant to be the sound check, but this is the Marvel episode, and we did just do a sound check about being two Groots.
Woo, really waking up my low register.
Oh, yeah, love it. Love to hear it. Got to flex those.
Getting way down.
What makes that happen?
What do you mean?
How do you make low notes?
I think you have thicker vocal cords.
I use my thick vocal cords.
I use the thick part of my
dummy
cords.
Thick vocal cords. This is the improvise. You do it.
Hi, welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus. The big bird that flapped his wings and flew away.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stiggins, the boom from the other room. All right, welcome back to the second episode of our experiment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That's right. If you haven't heard the first one,
who cares?
Totally fine. This one's the second one.
This one's the second one. It's going to maybe link to the first one, but honestly, we think probably you're
fine.
Why
are you putting all this pressure on us? Not you, Jessica, you the listener. Chill out. It's going to be fine.
And also, don't put pressure on yourself. If you missed that last one, or if you've never seen anything of Marvel, don't worry. This is just like living in the world and the characters.
And because we don't do it at the end of this one, if you want to put even less pressure on this podcast and just really let it fly, just go over to offbookclubhouse.com. You can support the show there by giving $5 a month or $10 a month. If you can afford it, we appreciate it. If you can't, don't even worry about it. Just sit back and listen, baby.
Oh my gosh. We just need you to sit back and listen,
just
baby.
Chill out. We're going to do the show now. So Scott, play some music that's like the beginning of the show. When we last left people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
two friends who maybe had crushes on each other were being flown into outer space on a big metal snake.
By Brits and Spitz, meanwhile, their friend Clark stayed behind and had just been introduced to a mysterious hero named the Stargazer. What will happen in this episode 2 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Mr. Stargazer, I got your little drink ready before you go on your mission, and they brought you a side of a berry drink.
Thank you, Delilah.
And they also brought you this note, but I'm going to read you the note.
Wait, how many... Delilah, I am the Stargazer. I know all of the mysteries of the stars.
I know.
And also, I have star powers.
I know.
And also, I have that sort of...
Je ne sais quoi star.
That's so much better. I'm putting that on a t-shirt, Delilah. How many drinks did you bring me?
I brought you two drinks.
What was the first drink?
One was your little matcha latte.
And then the little berry drink. And then a little berry drink.
Yeah. They brought you a note before your mission, and I was going to leave it. But now I'm just going to read it to you.
Please do. You know I can't read before 10 a.m. It is my greatest weakness. The Stargazer cannot comprehend human languages before 10 a.m.
I know, and it's confusing because sometimes 10 a.m. is different times for you depending on what dimension you're in.
Also, that's famously the newspaper is a morning thing to read.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know where the crime is?
You're always having lunch news.
That's right. We get Crime Daily, which shows up and tells you it's a superheroes-only magazine that shows you where the crimes are going to be.
Right, or I could read it to you, I guess.
Which is generally what we do.
That's generally what we do.
So read me the note, please, Delilah.
Dear Stargazer, before you enter space, I just wanted to take a second to say how much I love being in this place with you, working with you, beside you, doing the things that bide you, time and place and space. But good luck on that mission. I think you'll be wishing that you had more time at home. But I know you've got to go. And I wanted to ask you about the groceries. Should I buy for weeks or should I buy for months? And I wanted to ask about that plant. Do I water it and how much light does it need? And I wanted to ask about your mother. If she comes around, should I lie for you? And I wanted to ask about your hamster. Do I feed it or does it feed me too? Good luck on your mission.
This is all in that note.
What?
This is all in the note.
Yeah.
That you're reading.
Yeah.
Wrote it.
Me.
Oh, okay.
To you.
I understand.
Yeah, I just said I wrote you a note, but I wanted to read it out loud.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you said I got a note, but you wanted to read it out loud.
No. I didn't say that. Should I be embarrassed? Was this a weird thing to
do? No, absolutely not.
Reading aloud the note that I wrote for you?
I'd rather hear it from you before I fly into space. But you're really making me rethink. Do I spend too much time away from my wonderful assistant? I think maybe I do, but generally speaking, the money tree only needs to be watered like once or twice a week.
Great.
But you do need to rotate it to get even leaf growth. We're talking even leaf. But generally speaking, if it's dry at the bottom, water it. And no, the hamster will not feed you.
Your mission.
You have to feed the hamster.
I think that you'll be wishing.
I am wishing I could spend more time here at home with you by my side. Canceled the mission.
Oh!
You and I are going on a fun work day.
A fun work day? Oh, great.
Cancel the space mission.
Okay.
We don't spend enough time together.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is actually happening.
You do so much, honestly, you do so much work for me, the stargazer, for whom the mysteries of the stars are not but simple mathematics to be solved by a small child.
Well, you know, I just like do what I can. I just like help where I can.
You go above and beyond, Delilah. Delilah, what is your perfect vacation day?
Oh my gosh, well, I'd probably start...
Oh, wait, hold on, pause real quick.
Yeah?
That kid that's been following me around.
Oh, Clark, yeah?
The one who I said could be my,
protégé?
My ward.
Yeah.
I said ward, he keeps saying protégé. I'm like...
I also think friend.
Oh, you're here, bud. Hey, what's up? Is that another big cookie?
Yeah. The cookies here are great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like them, they're a secret recipe. Oh my gosh, did you... bake this yourself? Well, I did originally, and then I just taught the kitchens how to bake them.
That's great. I mean, that's honestly teach a man to fish stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm the assistant and the house manager, and I manage all the stargazers' duties, and I can't just be in there baking cookies.
In this stargazer's beautiful star mansion.
Can I tell you, this star mansion is sick.
What's your favorite room in the star mansion?
Oh my gosh. Ugh. That's so hard.
There are so many, many rooms here. There's the hamster room where the hamster lives. It's not a cage, it's a whole room. There's the Bose audio equipment room that has the big and low booms. And then there is the topiary display cabinet. Inside the topiary display room, you bet.
Which room does it for you? Which room does it for you?
Mark, which does it for you?
Well, I really like my bedroom at first because the bed was so soft and made me cozy.
It's a quadruple California king.
So big! But then I like the room that was the greenhouse because it made me smell all the roses.
It's a house inside another house. We call it the greenhouse room.
Which room does it for you?
Stop. Sorry. We're getting a little distracted.
Okay.
About what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
I'm listing all of the good rooms in my good house.
Okay, but this morning I found this room that was all these refracted tiny bits of light.
Mm-hmm.
And it, for a second,
the prismatic layer.
Yeah.
You found the prismatic layer.
I guess so. I thought it was beautiful, but then I started getting really disoriented. And yes. Then it felt like my feet were floating
you
off the
ground.
You should
probably not spend too much time in the prismatic layer. The prismatic layer is the source of all my power. It is where I funnel power from the stars.
And I have to clean it.
And Delilah cleans it. I make a bit of a mess in the prismatic layer.
Well, all of
and
it
not
has
in
to...
the way that you think.
No, start thinking the way you think it is. It's not that way.
So, okay, couple. So here's what's going to happen, Clark. I'm taking Delilah on a fun work vacation day.
Okay.
You keep training your powers.
Okay.
Probably stay out of the prismatic layer. Sound good? Seems like you agree. Okay, Delilah, let's go.
Which room? There's...
Oh, I left my keys in my little fanny pack thing. Clark, did you hear the thing I said about staying out of the prismatic lair?
Uh-huh.
Because here's the thing. It's the source of all my power. So uh-huh. I get why you would be like, well, if I go into the prismatic lair, uh-huh. I'll get powers.
Uh-huh.
Which is true.
Uh-huh.
But, oh boy, Clark, a terrible cost.
Uh-huh.
So, like, maybe sort of grain of salt, right? Think maybe something else. Maybe do what I said, which is just a bunch of crunches. A bunch of crunches and sit-ups.
Those feel like powers I could have gotten on Earth, though, Stargazer.
Yes, but when you do them in the Star Mansion, their powers are multiplied tenfold. Anyway, it's an easy shortcut to a bunch of power, but stay out of the prismatic layer.
I guess he's
okay.
Right.
Okay, bye.
I've only been here for 9 days, but I already have a 10-pack. Okay. Ooh. okay, don't go in the prismatic room. This is a very cool thing you got going, Clark. You should not go into the prismatic room. Just distract yourself with maybe, like, other things.
Oh, sorry. Delilah forgot her keys.
I forgot my keys.
No, I just wanted to clarify.
I keep them on a necklace.
It's cute. Well, it's from your actual high school reunion, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I think it's fun that you have that.
Yeah.
First of all, most high school reunions don't give out merch.
We had a gift. There was a door prize. I won it.
What did you have to do? Was it a raffle?
It was a raffle.
It's so fun to win a raffle. One time at a raffle, I won like a cool shower head. It was like, we had to install it, but it was like a cool shower head.
And the winner of the cool shower head is 4107952.
That is I, Stargazer. I shall now wield the power of this incredible Rain Mr. 920 Showerhead.
Congratulations and thank you for supporting the rec hall.
All shall tremble beneath my clean skin that has been washed by pressure. Oh boy, that was a fun day.
It was such a fun day. Do you know what I won at the raffle?
This beside this keychain?
Well,
fob necklace thing?
The fob necklace is from my high school reunion when you won the shower head when we were at the
oh, when
the
we were at the raffle,
the rec center.
You're not going to believe this. And the winner is 8215388. Excuse me. 19.
Oh my gosh! An immersion blender! What a treat!
All shall tremble before the power of our nicely blended hummuses!
I shall make soups and sauces with this for Stargazer and myself, because I live there. It was a great day.
What a day that was.
And also, we raised a lot of money for the rec center.
A lot of money for the rec center, and you made some, and I just say, bomb hummus.
Really smooth.
Okay, we've both got our keys. Now, what I wanted to say is, prismatic room?
Not going
to
go in there.
No, the prismatic room is fine.
Oh.
The prismatic lair is what you have to stay out of. The prismatic room is just a fun room with a bunch of cool colors and a disco ball.
Which one did I go in earlier?
The one that made you feel weird?
Yeah.
The lair, with all the refracted light.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been in the prismatic room, you should check it out. It's got disco vibes.
Okay.
Okay, bye. I'm going off on a very special day. Now
bye.
With Delilah.
I love you. Sorry, force a habit.
I feel love for you, as I do with most of mankind.
Great.
I feel they're vowed to be protected at all costs.
Great. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, prismatic room, not prismatic layer. Okay, well, I guess I could start by getting my disco on. That'll be a good distraction so I don't go in the prismatic layer. I have no idea how long they'll be gone. Stargazer's sense of time is so confusing. That one time he told me to do crunches for 2 more minutes, he came back the next day. Oh, I know I could definitely handle a human's worth of day not going in the prismatic layer. But if for some reason this turns into like my human experience of years, it's going to be so hard. Don't get ahead of yourself, Clark. You're being a lot. I know, Clark. Is it a lot to talk to yourself? There's no one else to talk to. I know, Clark. Oh, such a good cookie. It's almost big enough to be a cookie cake.
Thank you. Delilah, show us how to make the cookie cake, and now we make it here.
Oh! Huh.
Hello. It's me.
Chef Mario?
Chef Mario.
Oh, everything's
been, chef.
Everything's been delicious.
Oh, thank you, Clark. You are the best. It's just so nice to have you around the Star Mansion.
It's really been my pleasure, honestly. And what was that thing you made I'm just going to have to refer to it in human time, 2 nights ago.
Bruschetta.
But there was something special in it.
I put a little bit of the tapenade on it.
Oh, a tapenade.
Most of people don't put the tapenade on the bruschetta.
The tapenade spread at the base.
A classic bruschetta. You're just a chop of the tomato.
Sure.
You're just a chop of the basil.
Sure.
Chop of the garlic.
Sure.
Olive oil.
Hey, Chef Mario.
Finito.
Have you ever been in the prismatic layer?
Can I tell you a little secret, Clark?
Yeah, please.
Sometimes I go in the prismatic layer just to get a little bit of a star magic. A little bit of a star power.
Was it? And it's all okay? Like, if you only go in there real quick, Stargazer's fine?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. It feels a little trippy and weird. It feels a little wackily wild. You stay in the room with the little shattered things, and then you give your face a smile. It's not like this room. This is the Prismatica room.
Ooh, yeah.
It's just next door.
Look at all these lights.
I got to tell you that I spent time in the Prismatic room. Wait, did you say Prismatic room or lair?
I said lair.
No, I spent time in the Prismatic room with a disco dancing flair.
Yeah, I mean, this room is good, this room is good, this room is good and fine. This room is good, this room is good, didn't cross the line. This room is good, this room is good, this room is good and fine. This room is good, this room is good, and I didn't cross the line.
This is a room where you can wiggle your hips. And now point to the corners of the ceiling. Now point, point, point. Give it a point, give it a point. Now you have a disco-y feeling.
And I like it and I love it and it feels just right. I could do this for a span of days and nights. Ooh, but if I'm not careful, I'm gonna still think about that lair though. But this room is good, this room is good, this room is good and fine. This room is good, this room is good and didn't cross the line.
This room is good.
This room is good.
This room is good and fine. And just over here is a big old door that leads to the room that goes next door. That is a room. I do not go in there. I stay over here, make a pasta angel hair.
Ooh, this room is good. This room is good. This room is good and fine. This room is good. This room is good. It doesn't cross the line.
The line into this other room, the Prismatic room. What is the terrible cause for the star power? Might not matter if he doesn't go in there. What are Daphne, or sorry, Delilah and the Stargazer going to do on their workday vacation? Find out when we return to the second half of this episode of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left Clark, he was deciding whether or not to go into the Prismatic lair from the Prismatic room with Chef Mario. And Stargazer was taking Delilah out for a vacation day. What will happen now?
Boss, I can't believe it that we're here. I can't believe that you agreed to feed space ducks with me.
You said anywhere in the universe you want to go. Now the thing about space ducks, you have to wah back at them or they'll be mad. Wah,
wah,
wah, wah ducks.
Wah.
Yes.
Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah.
Wah.
I love that duck. I love his little hat and his newspaper under his wing.
He's
What's that duck doing? He's on his way to a business meeting.
Almost certainly he is. All of the space ducks are notoriously invested in businesses. I mean, it's going to be in shortage eventually, but I think that it's sort of too much of a long game. Yeah, no, invest in water. I think absolutely. Any sort of...
When did you learn how to speak space duck stargazer?
Oh, well, I sort of comprehend most languages.
Oh, that must be so incredible.
From birds.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, yes. What were you thinking?
That you understand, like, almost all the languages.
I do.
That's
from birds.
Oh. Well, how many non-bird languages do you speak?
One.
Oh. Earth English?
Earth English.
So odd, since you were born from a meteorite.
Yes, but my people don't speak.
Right, you
they
just
communicate
comprehend.
With flashes of color.
Right, right.
Which is why I love the prismatic room so
you
much.
You know what? I think the prismatic room, a couple years ago when we made the designs for the prismatic room, I thought, do we really need this? Should we really be prioritizing this over putting in new plumbing in the ADU? But now that we've done it, I'm like, this was worth it.
Yes, although to your credit, the plumbing in the ADU has been great because it would have been so hard to rent out knowing that, like, you always have that hammer hanging over your head.
Right.
Of, like, somewhat like, that's our tenant. We want to take good care of
and
them.
And honestly, like, you do not want to F with space mold.
But also, I don't want this day to be about all the work stuff we've
You're
done,
right.
Delilah.
I know.
Let's just feed the space ducks the space bread and get the space stock tips that they give. And also, what's next? It can be anything in the universe. Or we could go back on it. I know there's a lot of places on Earth you're always talking about wanting to go.
Well,
what's Magic Mike Live? I'm not sure.
Maybe not for you and me today, but...
I don't care. I'll go wherever.
I like starting on this park bench, sitting next to this pond, sitting next to you and feeding these ducks who have stocks and bonds. And I love sitting and taking time to do something out of the norm. And I love sitting here with you. But if we could, I'd have us go to a furniture store if I could. I'd have us go to a furniture store.
Are we talking vintage?
Sure.
Or something more like IKEA.
Also sure.
Those are different, but I love the idea.
It doesn't have to be something specific. I just like trying out couches. It's terrific. And I like seeing how they set up a bar cart so I can about a bar cart, and it's not hard. It doesn't really matter, my space boss man. I just like sitting in demo versions of floor plans. If we could go to a furniture store, a furniture store.
Would look like in our home.
Exactly. And there might be pieces you didn't think you needed, like a credenza made of tiny card catalog drawers.
Let's get a credenza. Let's impulse buy a credenza. We could use it as a media console or just to display a vase.
And I don't mid-century or Farmhouse Nouveau. I like perusing there so I can
sun and take it all in? Should we get a rug like this? Does it tie the room together again?
And I'll sit next to you as we picture our future life. Where would this rug fit in?
And should I be your
best friend?
This is fine. This is fine. I've been dancing for many hours, and I still love disco, and I think the disco sucks. It's ridiculous, and probably motivated by fear,
and... Listen to me, Chef Mario.
Yeah?
I gotta get back to the kitchen.
Okay.
To make the fettuccine alfredo.
Oh, that sounds good.
To make the chicken parmesan.
That sounds good, too.
To make the lasagna.
Yeah, delicious.
Well, we gotta stock a whole bunch of food to send to the rec center.
Aww,
as a big thank you for holding such a big raffle. The rec center, they do so much good for the community. Chef Mario want to give it back.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to have shared community spaces, for sure.
Big lasagna for all the rec center employees.
Absolutely.
I'm going to leave you now. I'll see you later.
Okay, now that there's nobody here to keep you from opening the door, you'll still be fine, Clark. You will still be fine. Maybe you should leave the room. Maybe you should go to the greenhouse. Maybe you should go to the topiary display cabinet. Maybe you should go to the room that houses the Bose audio equipment. There's a lot of good rooms.
Squeak, squeak.
Oh, the hamster room.
Squeak, squeak.
Go to the hamster room. Leave the prismatic room. Oh, such a long hallway. Let me open this door. Nope.
Big screen.
Let me open this door. Nope. Let me open this door. Ow! Ow! Ow, that sun is bright. Ow, is this just a sunroom? Ow!
It's me, Mario. Don't own the solarium.
Yeah, oh, jeez. Why would a solarium just be like a tiny sun? Jeepers, I heard.
It's not a normal solarium.
Yeah, nothing.
It's a little itsy bitsy sun.
Yeah, it's such
so
a tiny
bright
sun.
You gotta wear the darker sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Let me try one more.
Squeak, squeak.
Hi!
Oh, hello, squeak, squeak.
Hi, hamster.
Hello, squeak, squeak.
I haven't seen you since the first day when Stargazer gave me the tour.
The big tour of the house, squeak, squeak.
And
that's
I
right.
I totally forgot about that sunroom that burns your eyes.
The tiny solarium.
Yeah.
Not a normal solarium, it's a miniature sun.
Yeah.
Gotta wear dark sunglasses.
Gotta wear dark sunglasses. I forgot.
Anyway, you're just in time for a meal. You hungry?
Oh, wait. I thought that I fed you.
That's right. Are you hungry?
Oh, I should feed you?
That's right. Are you hungry?
Oh, well, why are you asking me if I'm hungry?
Are you hungry?
Not really.
I don't like to eat alone.
Oh, well, I could be.
Oh, boy, it's mealtime, though. Are you hungry? What can I get you?
Well, I'll just have a snack.
Oh, great. Yeah, that sounds great.
I should go get it?
It's high up. I can't reach
it. Why'd you offer?
I don't like to eat alone.
Okay.
But I don't want to put you out.
No, you're fine. What are you in the mood for?
What we got?
Okay, you have pellets, you have an apple core, you have lettuce, and you have pellets.
Okay, well, what are you in the mood for?
Of these options, lettuce, I guess?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Here you go.
No, please allow me.
Well, I already brought it down.
Okay, that's great, because I can't reach.
Yeah. Do you want to get plates or something?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Hold on. I have the fine china and I have just the normal ones.
Normal one's great.
Great.
You can't carry that, can you?
I can, yeah. No.
I'll get it for you.
Thank you.
And now we're eating a snack together.
Oh, sounds lovely. Enjoy the meal. Thank you for coming over.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Do you need pellets too? Don't feel like you can't eat. You have to eat the same as me.
No, I'm good.
You
just
sure?
Lettuce is good.
Okay.
Lettuce is great. Thank you. Sorry, did I not prepare enough things?
No,
is
hamster
lettuce okay for you?
Yeah, it's a great snack. I think I'm going to have a
just
heavy,
a bunch of lettuce.
Heavy fettuccine later. So.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Do you want some of that?
Yes, please.
I don't know if you can eat that. Are you allowed to eat that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't want to give you a tummy ache.
Don't worry about it, squeak, squeak. Lettuce is fine.
Okay.
So how are you?
Well, I'm adjusting okay, I think, given the reality of...
You have two more abs than the last time I saw you.
Thank you. Thank you. And they're popping through my tank. There's not much I can do.
No doubt about it. Can't hide those.
Can't hide these.
Can't hide that light under a bushel. Can't hold those abs under a tank.
What was the first one?
Can't hide your light under a bushel.
Oh, I like like that.
Thanks. It's from the Bible, I think.
I've never heard it.
Someone read it to me and said, this is a Bible thing.
Oh. Is it Bible Part 1? I'm less familiar.
I don't even know that it's necessarily from the Bible. I think it is just from a sort of colloquial way to speak about faith.
Gotcha.
Like, you have a light.
Yeah.
Like the light's what's good about you.
Yeah.
And to hide that truth from the world is a thing that you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Like for me, I'm not sure what the light would be.
Well, you're very warm and gregarious. So I would say don't hide that light.
Sure.
Like, if you were shy, that's not the guy.
Right.
That I have come to know.
Big squeak.
So take that light.
Okay.
And let it show.
All right.
Don't ever doubt it so.
Live your truth.
Yeah.
Is what it means.
Yes.
And my truth is it's time to eat.
Right.
With you.
Yeah.
A friend.
Uh-huh.
Squeak, squeak.
But what if my light?
Your light? Yeah.
To have all the power of the stars, and would it be right?
Would it be right for you to deny if that's who you truly are?
But is it my light to do what I have been asked not to do? That doesn't feel like my light to me.
It doesn't sound like you.
No. So maybe my light.
Yes.
Is to just ask Stargazer when he gets home.
If there's something that's been on your mind, why go it alone?
And my light,
your light,
doesn't have to be breaking that rule. I can just wait till he comes home. I'm sure it will be soon.
And if he does not come home soon, then you can just make that call.
Yeah.
Or also you could give him a call.
Right.
From the phone over there on the wall.
The phone on the wall.
Do not use a cell phone. He doesn't like getting calls from those. He has one, but he prefers it to come from a landline.
And I think your light.
My light.
Is being able to listen so well. And have good advice. That you freely tell.
My light.
Your light.
And your light.
My light.
Are maybe closer than we think to be a friend. Squeak, squeak.
Oh, squeak, squeak.
Squeak, squeak. Would you like a drink?
Oh, yeah. The iced tea.
Oh, good, great.
I'll get it for myself.
Okay, that'd be good.
Because you can't lift it.
Squeak, squeak.
I like you. All right, just call him from the phone on the wall. Easy. Oh, great, there's only one button. Stargazer. That's funny.
Go for Stargazer.
Hi, Stargazer. It's Clark. Just want to do...
Sorry, I'm not here right now.
Oh, shoot.
I'm on a work date with my friend. I don't know. Should I call it a date? I wasn't sure. This is probably too much to leave in an outgoing message. But the important thing is, I don't know what Delilah thinks of me. I'm her boss, so it's sort of a weird situation. Anyway, if you have any advice on this, or if you need something else, just leave a message after the tone.
Okay.
If it's super important,
okay.
Hit 2 after you leave it. Then it will come through as a text to my phone. I have the new Samsung Light Galaxy LTE 7. It's not even released yet. It's very small, but it will do message to text and push notifications if you hit 2 after you leave the message.
But there's no 2. There's just a button that says Stargazer.
If you are calling from my home phone and you're like, well, hold on a second. There's no 2. There's just one button. All you need to do is have a Bluetooth compatible phone, pull that out, and hit 2 on that phone.
Wait.
When you make the call on this phone.
I guess my phone might... Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm talking. Well, okay, Stargazer, I think you should trust your heart with Delilah. And also, I think you should come home, because I need to know more what my journey is going to be with powers, and the prismatic layer is like such a big temptation, and I'm trying really hard not to go in there, but it's honestly really hard for me. And especially since we have different concepts of time, I'm getting nervous that I'm going to have to do this for like my experience of years. So even if you could just tell me when you're going to be home, that would be huge. I'm going to call you again so that I could try to send this to text. Okay. Wait, I can't call him again. I'll have to listen to that whole thing again. Well, I guess I'll try. Let me try pairing my phone. Okay, my phone paired. It's cool that my phone would pair. Don't you think, Hamster?
It is cool, Squeak Squeak.
Okay.
Just hold up your phone and hit 2.
When it comes for that part.
Honestly, now.
Now?
It's like a 30-second grace period after the message. It'll still work.
But I hung up.
Oh, yeah, you have to call again.
Sorry. Okay, Stargazer.
Go for Stargazer.
Hey, Stargazer, it's Clark. I had a couple questions.
Sorry, I'm
How
not
did
here.
I fall for that again?
I just wanted to add something if you've heard the last message, though.
Something.
Okay, sorry. Let me recap of what I said before.
He already re-recorded
I'm having a weird thing with Delilah, and I'm not sure how I know how I feel about her.
Wait.
I'm not sure if I said it. Anyway, if you have any, advice to give, I'm going to have to re-record this after this. This is not going well. Nah, just fine. Just stay through it. No one calls you. Anyway, so give advice on me and Delilah if you have it. Or if you have a question for me, just press 2. If you're trying to figure out how to pair your phone and that's all too complicated, all you have to do is say, translate to text after the message, and it will do the same thing on my new Samsung Galaxy LTE 7 phone. It's so... You know what? I'm going to record this again.
Wait, if he's recording all these again, maybe he'll see my voicemail? Well, am I talking now? Hey, Stargazer, it's Clark. Would you call me or at least tell me when you're going to be home and put it in my human understanding? Of time. Translate to text, please. I'm also going to press 2. I hope that didn't undo anything.
Great job, Squeak Squeak.
Should I hang up?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why that made me nervous. I feel nervous.
Because of the phone call?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Calling anyone who's like important to you, an important part
right?
of your life is like...
Do you ever do that thing where you rehearse the phone call before?
No. But also, I can't reach the phone.
Right.
Yeah. Is that a fitness
hamster?
Tracker?
What?
Is that a fitness tracker?
Yeah.
Does it manage your heart rate?
Uh-huh.
What's it showing right now?
Oh, yeah. It says I'm stressed. It's offering me some breathing exercises.
I'm just going to keep eating lettuce if that's okay.
Hey, hamster.
Yes, Clark.
Where are you from? Because I got to say, there are earth hamsters, and they're much smaller. You're still smaller than me, but you're like the size of my human corgi.
That's right.
And
I'm not a capybara, by the way. I'm a hamster that's big.
Yeah, and also you can speak.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I was like, where are you from?
Wrong question, Clark. Question is, when?
Love that.
I'm an earth hamster circa 2222.
We get here? Thrilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just sort of natural evolution. Most of the mammalian species do eventually pick up how to speak.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Love you. Oh, shoot. I mean...
No, I love you too, as much as I love most of humanity.
Great. Yeah, maybe we should just all be saying it. Or does that cheapen it?
I don't know. I feel like there's saying I love you, and then there's saying I love you.
That's how I always feel.
You kind of sort of have to...
Should I put a ya on it? Love ya.
Oh, sure. That's very cash.
Very cash. Love ya.
Yeah, love ya, Squeak Squeak.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go... Oh, the phone! Hello, Gopher Clark.
Clark, it is I, Stargazer.
Thank
for
goodness.
Whom the mysteries of the stars are not more than children's
math. Yes,
yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Easy math problems
Easy
to
math.
Be solved by children.
Children. Yeah.
Like 1 + 1.
2.
I'm saying the mysteries of the stars are simple to me.
I understand.
That comes across, right?
Yeah, crystal clear.
I would love to sort of workshop that with you later.
Okay,
if you have time.
No, I think it's great. But
anyway,
I'm hoping for other alts.
I got both of your messages.
Oh, great.
I'm going to follow your advice there.
Great.
Yeah,
Delilah.
Good luck. Thank you for that. Uh-huh. What did you want to know?
Well, I'm having...
Oh, sorry. I'm going to be home in like 10 minutes Earth time.
Oh, 10 minutes Earth time?
Well, we've been gone for a couple days.
It's been days?
Well, no, not for you. For me.
Yeah. How long for me?
How long does it seem like?
I think about 4.5 hours.
Right.
Okay.
Your time, whatever you perceive, that's what it is for you.
I wasn't.
I'm not messing with your time.
My watch isn't working, so it's when it's like just a grasp of hours, it's a little hard to understand.
How about your heart monitor? Does that part work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 4.5 hours.
Okay, yeah. What was your question?
Oh, no. 10 minutes is great. I can definitely put off temptation for 10 minutes.
Of what?
Going into this prismatic layer.
Oh, for sure don't.
Yeah, I don't want to, but it's very hard.
I'll tell you the horrible trade-off that will happen if you go in there.
Oh, yeah. I guess it would have been helpful to know the horrible trade-off.
Yeah, I feel like I should just tell that and then you make decisions on your own rather than being like something ominous and then you that's like a false choice.
Yeah.
Like, let me give you the actual choice.
Okay.
If you harness the incredible power of the stars from the prismatic lair, you will be unable to read languages before 10 a.m. From the hours of 12 a.m. to 10 a.m., you will be unable to comprehend languages in any language. I mean, sure, you'll have star powers of time. You'll be able to fly. You'll unravel the mysteries of the universe. But if you see a word, you'll be like, why don't I know what that word is? Unless it's 11 a.m., at which point you'll be able to read the word again. Power! We're talking power! Power beyond anything you could believe!
Okay.
Power!
Power!
Incredible power!
Power!
But before 10 a.m., you will not be able to read.
Well, just thinking out loud, let me get this straight. Let me go one by one. If I go into that room, does anything happen to you? Are you undone?
No.
And does there happen to be like a ripple where there's any other negative occurrences?
No.
Just the reading thing.
You can't have
power.
And unfettered, incredible power, so much
power.
But before 10 a.m., you will be confused by letters.
Have you ever tried being a little more nocturnal so you never wake before 10?
Huh. You know, I had a couple late nights and I woke up. I can read all right, and it seems like that's a thing I should maybe try again. In exchange for
power,
incredible
power,
flight and lasers, it's honestly absurd to have so much
power.
But before 10 a.m., you will be confused by. Okay, I gotta go.
I think I'm gonna go in that room if it's chill with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Make the call.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm back. I had to go talk to Clark.
Oh, no, he's fine. While you were gone, something a little bit strange happened.
Okay.
Well, it seems that when we...
For me, too. But you go first.
What?
For me as well. Something strange happened, but you go first.
Okay. Well, it seems like, well, when we came to Earth to go through all these furniture stores...
Mm-hmm.
When we sort of whomped over here, one of the space ducks came through, and now there's a space duck, and he's sort of like has some villainous dreams.
Oh yes, see, here's the thing, right? Space ducks are a extremely capitalist society,
yeah,
based on all sorts of like,
sure,
you know. The free market,
yes,
it can go very bad very quickly.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, there's a small group of space ducks who are sort of committed to writing this sort of eternal balance between greed and making sure everyone has enough.
Uh-huh.
But that is a story for another day, my friend.
All right, so you and me in this moment shouldn't deal with the villainous space duck who got through the portal?
It's like, oh wait, he's here?
Yeah, he came through to Earth.
Oof, that's not great. We'll have to follow up on that at some point.
But what were you gonna say?
Something weird happened to me, too.
Oh, what was it?
It's very strange.
And
you'll probably hate it.
Okay.
I was sitting here on this bench next to you.
Uh-huh.
And I realized I have feelings for you. But I'm your boss. So we need to be very clear moving forward.
Uh-huh.
That you... that you are fired, but that is because I want to have an equal relationship with you.
Wait a second. Can I just agree to be your, like, partner in all things?
Yes, but you are no longer an employee.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Nothing changes in sort of the running of the household.
Uh-huh.
Except that...
I now have, like, a more vested interest.
Full veto power over everything.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely equal relationship.
Suddenly, Stargazer is standing beside me.
My partner, Delilah, no longer employee.
And if there's a downside,
we'll never find it. With incredible power. Clark's incredible power, is that space duck coming through the portal going to be a problem? Find out next month on our next installment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe!
Cinematic Universe!